Everyone is born with the ability to learn, but some of us learn more quickly than others. I've always been fascinated by our natural desire to learn, first in a baby, then a toddler, then a growing child, and as adults. Even if we tried to, we couldn't stop a young child from learning. As we grow up, from a baby to an adult, everything we hear, see, smell, taste, and touch teaches us something.
Hello, welcome to Women of Hope. I wonder what you've learned today. Did you see something you'd never seen before? Did you hear something new? Learning new things is exciting, isn't it, Carol?
Hi, Tammy. It sounds like we have some interesting things to learn today about learning.
Yes, and Heather is with us today. She's a teacher and has worked with children who have difficulty learning.
If you're a parent, I'm sure you'd agree with Heather when she said, even if we tried to, we couldn't stop a young child from learning. That is so true. And every parent wants their child to learn to read and write, do math, and do well in school.
Oh, yes, we do. We compare our child with other children. We want to be sure that our child is doing okay, don't we? If they're doing really well, we're proud of them. And we just want to tell someone how well they're doing.
But on the other hand, if they seem to be a bit slower than other children their age, we begin to worry. We wonder if perhaps they might have a learning difficulty of some kind. Did you ever worry about your child and how they're learning? Thanks for being with us, Heather.
You know, we're all proud of our child when they're doing well. But it's natural to worry if we think that they might have a problem with their learning. But remember that in any group of children of the same age, there will be quite wide differences in what each child can or can't do. One may be a very good reader, reading very difficult words, while another at the same age may just be beginning to read words and sentences. One child may be able to count to 100 or higher, while another may be only able to count to 10.
If it's your child who's struggling with reading or can only count to 10, what can you do? Will they always struggle to learn? Do they need some extra help? Heather, what can we do if we're worried about our child?
Just because your child is not as quick to learn as another child doesn't necessarily mean that they have a learning disability or that they'll always be behind others.
So when should you worry about your child's ability to learn?
You only need to be concerned if your child's ability is below the wide range that's considered normal.
Well, how can we know that? And what can we do about it?
If your child hasn't started school yet, but you think that they're not responding the same as other children, talk to your community healthcare worker. First, they'll probably check your child's eyes and ears to make sure that they're seeing and hearing normally. If they're not, this will slow them down in their learning. If all is well with their hearing and their sight, the healthcare worker may suggest a special test to find out whether your child's learning at the normal rate or not. If your child does need a little extra help, the healthcare worker may suggest some activities that you can do together at home.
What if they're already at school?
Well, let me encourage you to go to the school and talk to their teacher. They may reassure you that there is nothing to worry about. Or they may suggest a visit to your school's learning specialist for some tests. If they do think that your child might have a learning difficulty, then they'll give you some advice about what you can do to help your child at home.
Heather is talking with us about what to do if we think our child might have a learning difficulty. Heather, what kinds of things might they do at school to help your child if they need it?
Well, the classroom teacher may give your child an individualized program, or your school may have a special teacher or assistant who can work with them in the classroom. Your child might even have the opportunity to receive extra learning sessions. If this extra help is not available in your school, then you could ask for some special activities that you can do together at home. There are many different ways to give special help. For early reading problems, they may work on special activities to help your child recognize the letters. For example, matching letters with pictures, tracing around the letters, listening for the sound of a particular letter as the teacher reads to them, playing simple games with letters, like looking for a certain letter on a page of sentences. Another one might be looking for things in the room that start with that letter, or listening carefully and putting letters together to make simple words.
Those sound like fun activities. What about getting them started on reading books?
Well, they'll help your child to begin to read with simple books, books that have lots of pictures and simple sentences. The teacher may read and then ask your child to repeat the sentence after her, or she may ask your child to read with her. As your child is reading, the teacher will usually help them with the difficult words. This keeps the flow of the reading going. As they get better at reading, the teacher will help them with fewer and fewer words.
And what about things that we can do at home to help a school-age child?
Well, the classroom teacher or a teacher who specializes in learning difficulties can give you some ideas. For example, before your child starts to read a book, talk about what the story might be about. This will help them to get excited about the story and want to know what happens. All children love a good story. Remember, as your child reads, the meaning of the story is just as important or more important than stopping and trying to work out each word. So don't worry if they make some mistakes. And sometimes, if there's a difficult word, just tell them what it says. And reading good stories to children makes them want to learn to read. If you can, make time to read to your child, as well as having them read to you. Choose exciting or funny stories, or read about something that they are interested in. Maybe bikes, or monsters, or space. Maybe it's cooking or dancing, or anything else that will hold their interest. And when you're short on time, maybe an older brother or sister can read to them.
So what if we notice a difficulty with counting and numbers?
Teachers will start by helping the child to count real things, such as blocks or toys, and to put them into groups, matching them by shapes or colors or sizes. When they can do this, they'll begin to count and do simple math problems using pictures of things. For example, they might have to draw four groups of five balls to learn how to multiply four by five. Eventually, they'll be able to do their math problems with just numbers, but often a child with a learning difficulty will need to use real things and pictures for quite a long time.
How can parents help?
Try to always make counting fun. Count as you walk up the stairs together. Count the animals in a field. Count piles of pebbles. And put them into groups of the same number. Count anything you can together. Sing some number songs together. Make it a time of fun. If you have board games that require counting, play those together. You could even make some games with cardboard and colored pens. Or you could ask the teacher if she could provide some games and activities that you can take home and play together as a family.
Children learn so much better if they're enjoying themselves, don't they?
Oh, yes. But of course, this all takes time. You may have to ask older siblings or cousins to help, too. Most children with learning difficulties can only work for a short time without becoming frustrated or distracted. Make these times short and always be positive and encouraging. Choose the best time to help your child. Make sure they're not too tired, and make sure that there are no other children or adults around who might embarrass them. Try to find a quiet place to be alone and enjoy working together.
That is so important. If a child is struggling to learn at school, the last thing you want to do is to make them feel that they have to struggle at home as well. Try to make it a special time that they can look forward to.
Yes, and you can always encourage them. When a child has really worked hard, even if they haven't achieved what they set out to do, I always tell them that they've done a good job and worked hard. One of the most helpful things any parent can do for their child is to encourage them and to praise them. This is especially true for a child that has a learning difficulty. Ask the teacher how your child's progressing. Praise them for every achievement that they make, however small it may seem. This will encourage them to keep trying to improve and to do their best. And when you talk to your child about how well they're doing, don't compare them to other children. Never say anything like, "You're almost as good as Tom now." That's not a compliment. It will just make them feel bad. Just compare them to themselves. You might say, "That was much better than you did 2 weeks ago. You're doing really well." But most of all, remember that being good at schoolwork is only one part of life. Your child may shine in other areas. What is your child good at? I'm sure that there are many things. Perhaps they sing well. Maybe they're good at sports or running. They could be good at cooking or gardening or drawing. Encourage your child to do things that they enjoy doing and tell them that they've done well. Be sure your child knows that they are a worthwhile person and that you love them.
Our children are very precious, and we need to help them know that.
God has made us all unique, different from anyone else. We all experience life differently, don't we? Even children from the same family, living in the same environment, will see things differently. The firstborn child has time on his own with his mother and father. His parents don't have experience bringing up children yet. They're learning for the first time how to care for a new baby. They're concerned about all the little things that happen. This child needs to be responsible. The youngest child is born with older brothers and sisters. His parents are experienced now at raising children, and they'll probably treat him with much love but not so much concern over the little things. A middle child is born with older brothers or sisters and then has to learn to cope later with a new baby as well. He has to learn to cope with life in the middle. The older one perhaps bossing him and the younger one getting more attention from his parents and getting away with a lot of things too. As well as experiencing life differently, God has given us different learning abilities and disabilities. Just because a child has a learning disability or any other disability, it doesn't mean that he or she is any less valuable. God has made them just as they are, and he loves them just as much as someone who's very clever. And we're not just talking about children. A child with a learning difficulty may grow up always having difficulty learning, or they may grow up with a physical disability. There are many different names for different disabilities, but each belongs to a unique person who's been made by God and who is loved by God.
That reminds me of a movie that my friend Stevie told me about called 50 First Dates. We've heard from Stevie before. She has cerebral palsy, so she has a physical disability, but definitely does not have a learning disability. She loves to write poetry, especially about her relationship with God. Maybe we'll share one of those with you shortly.
That's a good idea. But tell us what she said about the movie.
Well, it's about a man named Henry who falls in love with Lucy, who loses her memory each time she goes to sleep. Every morning, Lucy has no idea who Henry is. Henry spends each day with Lucy, taking care of her, showing her that he loves her, and each day, she falls in love with him all over again. Henry was so committed to Lucy, he must have really loved her.
That sounds like a beautiful movie. What a great thought, especially if we're struggling with difficulties like being hurt or being rejected or beginning to lose our memory or thinking we're not good enough. Sometimes we forget that God loves us, don't we? Especially when difficult things happen in our lives. We might ask ourselves, does God really love me? But you know, God is so faithful and patient with us. Even when we doubt his love, he continues to love us.
God says in his word, the Bible, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness." So just like Henry, who was in love with Lucy, every day he shows her his love again, because she has forgotten who he is. God's love will last forever, no matter who we are, what we look like, or what abilities or disabilities we might have.
Would you like to hear Stevie's poem now?
We would. Will you read it to us, Roz?
Sure. The poem is called I Love You. Here it is. I love you. I loved you before you were born. I will love you forevermore. I rejoiced when I created you. After sincere and careful thought, you could not begin to understand the happiness that filled my heart. I smiled at your conception. I delighted in your birth, nursed you closer than your mother. You were just what I wanted. I planned how you would look, the things you'd love and hate, your strengths and passions, your weaknesses and needs, the people you would love, the challenges you would face, the things that would affirm you. You're not who you are by chance. Let's stop there for a moment and think about what Stevie has said in this poem so far. Who is speaking and saying, I loved you before you were born? I smiled at your conception. I delighted at your birth.
She's talking about God, isn't she? She's saying that God knew just who He wanted us to be, and He loves us just as we are.
And she goes on to say that God even planned how you would look, your strengths and your weaknesses. She's saying that God understands your weaknesses because He made you with them. He knew the challenges that you would face.
Did you notice the last line? You're not who you are by chance. Stevie knows that God's word says in Psalm 139, You created every part of me. You put me together in my mother's womb. The Almighty God, who made heaven and earth with His powerful hand, made all the delicate parts of your body. He made you look exactly right for you. He made your personality exactly right for you.
Stevie's poem goes on to say, A special purpose for you alone. I need you to be yourself. You have all you need for the journey. Value, don't covet what others have.
Let's talk about what Stevie is trying to say here. She says that we need to value ourselves and not be jealous of what other people have, like their looks or their abilities. God has made us with our own special purpose. No one can do what God has planned for you to do, and He has given you everything you need to achieve His purpose for you. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Let's hear some more.
I've planned. I foresee your future. Every second I'll stay by your side, guiding you, helping you. Trust me. Be courageous.
And here she's saying that God has actually planned our future, even before we were born. In the same part of God's Word, Psalm 139, it says, The days planned for me have all been recorded in your book before any of them began.
And at the end of Stevie's poem, she says, I have never and never will fail you. I love you infinitely, passionately, deeply, eternally, before, now, ever after. Stevie is telling us that God's love will never fail. Every day, His love for us is the same, just like Henry's love for Lucy in that movie. Each day He shows her in many ways how much He loves her. Each day God shows us in so many ways how much He loves us. He created you just as He wanted you to be, and He has a purpose for your life. Does that make you feel very valuable? I hope so, because you are.
Thank you, Roz, for sharing that beautiful poem from Stevie. I think this would be a good place to stop and thank God for His love. Would you like to pray with me? Father God, thank You for creating me just as You wanted me to be. Thank You for giving me a unique purpose in my life, a purpose just for me. And thank You for loving me so much that you sent your son Jesus to give his life for me so that one day I will go to be with you in heaven forever. Amen.
It's time for us to go now. You can write to us in care of this station or Women of Hope. The address, hannah@twr.org. That's hannah@twr.org.
And if you've missed a program or would even like to hear one again, you can do that at our website, projecthannah.org. That's projecthannah.org. Or by visiting us on our Facebook page.
Or you can even download the free iPhone app, Project Hannah. Have a great week filled with God's blessings.